Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
NCAA Cross Country Championships are this weekend in Louisville. Indiana's women's team is qualified, and they're led by Big Ten and NCAA Regional Individual Champion and Louisville native Catherine Receiver.
Great race last week.
Thank you.
Regional Championship, Big Ten Championship. You have to be peaking at the right time of the season.
I think so, but I think there's also a lot of people that are going to line up this weekend that our team hasn't seen. So
last time we talked about maybe your race plan at the Big Ten wasn't executed perhaps the way coach and you wanted to do that. Tell me about the regional.
I think I did a pretty good job with how I executed my race. I think our team must have executed it pretty well too, because we did we achieved our goal, and I just really focused on relaxing the first 3K, which is exactly what Coach Hallmer had told me to do, and kind of run from 3K to 4K and see what I could do. And so I just kind of kept replaying that in my head during the race and tried to follow the plan as much as I could.
Heading home to Louisville, it's your hometown, Tom Sawyer course. Your team is going with you. You're just checking all the boxes as we move through the month of November.
Yes, I am so excited about my team being there, just because last year it's so nerve-wracking going to the line, and you know, it's not fun when you have, you know, guys there but no none of your teammates are there, and you're not running the race to push for them, you're running the race to hopefully get your name or the school out there. But that's going to be so exciting, being on a course and at that park, because I do all my summer runs there. I love that place, and a lot of family and friends are going to be there too.
We'll see if she can cap off a perfect November with an NCAA championship. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
If it's late November in Bloomington, it must be time for NCAA men's soccer tournament action. Here's IU men's soccer coach Todd Yeagley. And we know this season went really well, but it's weird to talk about being undefeated, but we don't have any championships to talk about. How do the guys feel about that?
Yeah, it is an interesting feeling, because this is our first undefeated season in a long time, and we're kind of setting all kinds of new marks for the program and NCAA marks, and yet we're, you know, 6 minutes away to have a piece of the regular season title, and we're two penalty kicks away from turning a postseason in Big Ten title. So it's tough. It leaves this taste in this group's mouth. They're really, really hungry to take something with them. We're trying to stay present, let them understand all the things they're doing, but also having a really hungry group's a really good thing to have right now. And maybe that little bit of an extra edge after being disappointed Sunday is maybe all what we need at the tournament.
Unbeaten, haven't trailed all season long. You still get the message through to these guys. They want more.
They do want more. I love that. And I always try to keep the gauge in the highs and the lows and let them understand, you know, what they've been doing and stay in the process. Because if you get stuck on all the end goals and use that as your only gauge, then you're kind of losing the vision.
The number two overall seed in the NCAA tournament ensures home field advantage until the Final Four. Big deal?
You know, our home field's been a big advantage for us through the years and will continue to be. And we really, you know, need that support from the students and from our community to get behind this team and really propel this special season and keep it going.
The Hoosiers will learn tonight if it's Old Dominion or NC State who will be their opponent 1 p.m. Sunday here in Bloomington. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.